The 179th edition of the Ayers Cliff Fair took place from August 27th through August 30th, drawing thousands of visitors to the Stanstead County grounds. The annual agriculture event features livestock exhibitions, local vendors, live entertainment, and family activities. Here is a look at the perspective of those attending, operating businesses, and organizing this year's fair. Visitors attended the event from across the local region, as well as internationally, including returning families and first-time attendees from Pennsylvania and New York.
What brought you to the Ayers Cliff Fair?
My father has taken me to the fair since I was about three every year. We're from New York, and my grandma was born in Saint-Hyacin, and she grew up in Quebec. So I had a lot of family up here, like just like cousins and stuff. Mm-hmm. So my dad, I think he like found out about the fair just from coming mm-hmm. into this part, like Magog and such over time. We would go to like Sherbrooke and mm-hmm. Bromont, like places like that. I think he just found out about it, so.
And you invited him?
And this time I was like, I was like, do you want to come? Because I always have wanted someone to come with me to this family trip, so.
And how have you been enjoying it? You've been liking it?
Oh, this is great. I'm not actually from New York. I'm from right outside of Philadelphia. And this place reminds me a lot of the farm fair that we do in my hometown, just on a much bigger scale than it is. Yeah.
What does a day like this and community gathering mean to you guys? Does it bring old memories? Does it just family time? What does it mean to you?
Honestly, I think this place does like bring me back to a lot of like childhood nostalgia. Just coming here over the years and just seeing kind of like the same rides still being here. Like the dragon ride is still here from when I was little. Also the airplane one that goes up and down. A lot of it hasn't changed, and I think that's kind of great. And the community is super welcoming and friendly. And I remember being here when I was a kid, and like I would just make friends here when I was like five with like random Canadian kids who like mostly spoke French that I would never see again. And it's just awesome. It's just so important to have like this kind of sense of community.
And it's your first year? Second year?
This is my first time being here.
And so this is his first rodeo.
And what do you get? What's the type of vibe you're getting? Do you feel invited? Is it very community inviting?
I do feel very invited. Okay. You know, even as an American. So I took French 4 years ago in college, like for like two semesters. So I speak like very little. I'm able to like communicate with people like on a very basic level, and I think that's a very beautiful thing. So you have the opportunity to meet new people. You have the opportunity to learn about each other's. Like the other day, or not the other day, a couple hours ago, I ordered a funnel cake from someone over there, and I asked him if he spoke any English. He said very little, and I was like, "J'ai pas un peu français." So we're both trying to speak to each other in very broken versions of each other's language, mm-hmm. but we're able to get my funnel cake.
There's no barrier.
No,
it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful.
People are very honest too, like, and also people are so humble here. I feel like if they don't speak English, I would be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "No, like I'm so sorry. I should learn." Like I you know what I mean? Like everyone's very like calm about it. No one's like, "Oh, you don't speak French, like." Don't come to me.
No, yeah.
It's not like that.
And finally, if you could explain this environment, this fair, in one word, what would you say? One word. Is it enough for one word? Maybe three words? What would you say?
Maybe I have a few. Friendly, maybe first. Wholesome, another. Classic. Like timeless, actually. I changed color. I think classic and timeless
are similar. I say like welcome, maybe like solidarity, because all the funds benefit farmers.
Yeah.
Let me think of a third one. I would say friendly, but you said friendly already.
Right? I know, it is so friendly. Everyone's chill. It's nice.
There's so many words you can say, right?
So many, yeah, like, sweet families, like, so many kids running around. Like, this is, like, how I remember, like, when I was little, like, being like, oh my god, this is, like, the best. Like, just run around. And my parents also always felt like it was so safe here, and they liked that. Because being from New York, like, we'd go to Coney Island sometimes, and I don't know if you know New York that well, but Coney Island's kind of sketchy. So, like, it's known for being like, yeah, you don't want to, like, wander too much, but here they're like, ah, it's okay.
Local businesses and vendors also set up displays across the fairgrounds. Among them were Julie Nixon and Nicholas Wood, co-owners of Nymera Spa and Nymera Essentials, who offered natural products and spa equipment.
Can you tell us a little about your setup and what you're offering at Ayerscliff Fair?
So we have one kiosk that's offering our soaps that are natural products, and then we have our tent of our hot tubs and swim spas and pools.
So how long have you guys been doing this craft for?
I have been in the business for 3 years as service, and Nicholas has also been in it for 10 years as a salesman.
What had gotten you to participate in the Ayerscliff Fair? And is it your first year?
No, it's our third year, actually.
Third year?
The first time we came to the fair, everyone didn't believe me, and they told me I was wasting my time. And it's a great event, and people love us, and they actually come back to buy.
They come back to buy.
Yeah.
So you have returning
today,
customers.
Like the person that, not today, but last year, a customer came back because they saw us here last year, and I knew that they were going to come to the fair, so they said I'll buy it at the fair.
What do you enjoy the most about being a vendor here? What got you in the first place 3 years ago?
Well, I'm from here. I'm from the area. And interacting with the people and letting them know that we're here.
Do you get a sense of connection with your clients?
Yeah,
every time they come here, totally. The returning clients,
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, because people, and then they're like, oh my god, these are good prices. Like, let's buy our tub.
Organizing an event of this scale relies on months of preparation and community involvement. Trisha McDade, president of the Stanstead County Agricultural Society, detailed the operations, agricultural focus, and safety protocols involved in running the fair.
Can you introduce yourself and tell us about your role in organizing this event?
My name's Trisha McDade. I'm the president of the Expo Ayerscliff Fair, the Stanstead County Agricultural Society. This is our 179th year, and I preside over the meetings. Most things before, if people are having issues or problems, I get to say yes or no, and I get to do interviews.
So what were the challenges, favorite, and the most rewarding moments planning this event leading up to its launch?
Well, there's always going to be issues that come up. Just when we have 26,000 visitors come every year, and between, like, we have cattle, we have heavy horses, we have light horses, we have chickens, the 4-H, we've got a beer tent, we have a grandstand, a stage with a gazebo on it for the races. We have the races. The races themselves are always a challenge to keep everybody safe and to keep everything safe. I think race day for us is, like, maybe not the lead up, but always just being super aware that we need our flag people to be on the ball. We need to make sure the gates close on time so that, you know, we don't have any accidents. It's about safety, it's about fun, and we're a community fair. So we just want everybody to come and enjoy themselves. And most people have a heart relationship with coming to the Ayerscliff Fair, and they call it their fair. So we love them, and we love that they keep coming back every year. One of the cool things about this year is that we have a lot of new young beef and dairy farmers showing up. And so, like, we have pretty full barns. And like, if, can you imagine putting together like 6 to 8 cows, bringing all their food, all their bedding, and having to wash them, and like some of them get blow dried, hairsprayed, you know, to go into the show ring. And people are taking time out of their day, out of their lives, to come and put on a show and to see their neighbors, see their, you know, their other local farmers. And and some people, you know, it's not free, you know, like people are taking, like I said, time and money to come here and put on a good show for everybody to come and see us. And it's a heartfelt thing.
So you've highlighted many different points there. I'm going to go a little off topic on my questions.
Yeah.
The theme has the fair has a common theme of the promotion of agriculture.
Yeah.
We see many young farmers here.
Yeah.
Where do you think the importance is in that? And maybe in recent years?
Because if young farmers don't come, like, you know, let's say we have a bunch of, like, no offense to any 60 or 70 year old farmers out there that are thinking about retirement, but when you stop coming to the fair, we need other people to step up and you know, take their place. And it's not, and just to showcase the agricultural community of our area here. And you know, there's other fairs, but the Ayerscliff Fair is definitely a really special one. And just to talk about the volunteers, we have like between 200 and 250 volunteers that come every year. And I'm serious, like volunteers. I'm a volunteer, and you know, I pay my gate fee just like everybody else. And most people that come do that. And it's just because they want to keep it going, because if they don't do it, they know the fair will die. And the community just keeps stepping up, and they support us, and they love the fair, and it's their family tradition, it's their tradition. It's where they go to hang out with their friends and see people that you only see once a year.
Is there a type of message that you would want to send out by each year preparing this fair, preparing it for families, for generations of farmers to participate in? Do you have a message that you want to send out to the world?
Well, to the world,
or to the community?
Well, just thank you to all of our volunteers, to our exhibitors, to our community of Ayerscliff and the surrounding area. Like the Ayerscliff used to be, it was Quaticook, you know, Ways Mills, you know, Hatley, North Hatley, Stanstead, and it was even across the lake, like in Moulton. And this was like the Ayerscliff Fair. Oh, guess what? We have some heavy horses coming in.
Let's go.
So what we'll be doing is checking their coggins. Okay. And we're making sure that all the horses that come onto the grounds are healthy and before they go into the barn.
Is there anything new this year that festival goers can expect? And what are the types of experiences or activities can visitors look forward to this week between the 27th and the 30th?
We have the local artist tent. We have a couple new bands coming there. We have the Eastern Townships Wrestling Association that's coming in. Oh, and for all those teenagers, we have the Demon Hunters K-pop. So that's going to be like crazy. And those are like the biggest new ones. And we're super excited that the horse pull is coming back again this year, because they haven't been back for a couple of years. So this is fabulous.
And lastly, is there anything else you'd like the people to know about the event and why they should come?
Well, they should definitely come if they're interested in making some memories with their kids and looking at a new family tradition. This is definitely the place. It's, I have to say, almost everybody here is really nice. It's a safe fair. It's a community fair. And there's chickens. There's ducks.
There's everything.
There's everything. And there's also the Midway. And it's free with your ticket price. So the kids can ride all day long, and the family, everybody's going to be safe. Safety is definitely a priority, and you know, we'll be really happy to have them.
According to organizers, the fair relies on over 200 volunteers to run each year, maintaining a strong focus on safety and supporting the next generation of local beef and dairy farmers. With the successful wrap of this 179th edition, featuring traditional horse pulls and new cultural entertainment, attention now turns toward next year's milestone, 180th anniversary. Organizers expect to build on this year's momentum with expanded agricultural showcases, heritage programming, and continued strong participation from young regional farmers. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Joshua Bullard for CJMQ News, 88.9 FM.